She was already diagnosed with diabetes, so it didn't really matter. Welcome to episode number 26 of the Fully Actual Podcast. We are Martin and Michael.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the time.
Today's date is the 3rd of September, for those of you who didn't know what the date is. And on this day, a chimp beat some stockbrokers after a month-long contest in which a Swedish newspaper pitted a chimpanzee against five stock analysts to see who could earn the most on a $1,250 investment. The chimp earned $190 compared to the stockbroker's best of $130. The chimp picked his stocks by throwing darts. Boom. Now that we've got the day's lesson out of the way, we can talk about what you've done.
I smell like piss.
Why?
Because my clothes have been in the car, and when we were driving home from the pub the other day, not us driving home, our work colleague who films for us, Connor, we needed to piss. So I pissed in the front seat. Marty, through peer pressure from seeing me do it, decided to piss in the back seat.
I didn't do that.
My car, and I've left my fucking clothes not in the piss because we pissed on the ground, in the car. The windows have been up. Now all my clothes smell like piss.
None of that happened. Michael went to the pub on his own. He was meant to be at filming on Thursday and went to the pub on his own. Connor and I were waiting at home. We were just editing, and Michael came home at about 4 p.m. drunk as shit, and he'd taken a couple of pisses in his car while he was driving home.
All right, fuck it. You're going to believe that.
So we only got one video filmed on that Thursday. We were meant to do two, but yeah, Michael went to lunch to the pub, and we didn't see him till 4 p.m., hammer drunk, piss all through his car. That's why his clothes smell like piss. Famous birthdays. Sean White, who is a snowboarder. He turns 32 today. Haven't ever heard of him, to be completely honest. I've never snowboarded either. Don't know who he is.
I do. Wow, I can't believe he's 32. That's scary. We are getting old.
No.
Oh, yeah, we're not. We don't age.
Also, Charlie Sheen is 53 today. So he's actually sold us a block of meth before in America. So, Charlie,
good sesh, dude.
Happy bloody
sesh.
Birthday, brother. don't fucking go too hard, man. I know how he is.
Yeah.
I know how he gets on his birthdays, man. Fucking stay indoors, cunt. Fucking stay indoors this time, cunt. Fucking running around the streets and shit, cunt. Fucking off chop that dog. He's off chop tap.
He's off chop tap. That's a new saying.
All right. On to our first segment, which has been renamed.
Whoa.
And this is a segment where we just answer fan questions that you have all politely sent in.
All right. This first one is from Robbie12_Chalmers. And he has asked, should I just read what he said?
Yeah, go on.
Love the Fully Actual Podcast. You are the best, best, best. Best, and they were all those bests were in capitals. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you guys are the best, also in capitals in Australia. But I'm probably the best in Africa. Ooh,
yep, we'd definitely be climbing the African ranks. That's for sure.
But one question. Now this one goes to you, Marty. Is a cow's vagina warmer than a human's? Mm-mm. I did give a cow a left right the other night, but I wasn't keen for a fuck after. What am I doing wrong, Marty?
Well, you just might not be sexually attracted to cows. It's quite normal, apparently, for someone not to want to fuck a cow. I think it's just some sort of beast passion within me that makes me want to punch and fuck cows. No, cows aren't warmer than humans. It's quite similar, but to be honest, during my fits of sexual rage, I can't really feel anything. And then when I sort of come to... yeah, there's a bit of panic and I'm shaking a lot, so I don't really sort of evaluate it much. But yeah, I assume it'd be similar temperature, but the reason you don't want to fuck cows is because not many people actually want to fuck cows.
Do you remember coming when you fucked cows? Or is it all black and then you wake up and you don't know if you've come or not?
It's more like a really fast-paced dream. So it's sort of, I'm in and out. There's parts where I remember very vividly. And it gets me a bit excited.
Josh X2 Priv, and he has asked, would you rather drink a liter of Michael's wine glass piss or give a heartfelt apology to one of your past sexually abused cow victims?
Well, I would never apologize to the cows. They understand what's happening. They know full well if it's not...
They could just walk away if they want.
Well, yeah, I think some have tried to gallop away, but if I've got one of their hind legs, it's hard. As soon as I get one hind leg, that's it. Like, even if they do try and run, I'll just, my grip is quite tight around the back hoof, and they can't really run properly on three legs, and once I get my second hand on the same hoof, I dig my heels into the ground and pull back as hard as I can.
Do you ever snap the tendon?
No, not specifically, but dig my heels in, pull back as hard as I can, and then their legs sort of slip out from underneath them, and I flip them onto their back, and that's when it sort of begins.
And you mount them. Have they ever, like, with their other foot, when you've only gotten one of them, do they ever kick you? Have you ever got a couple of hits in the face?
They're usually trying to get away. And
they don't out of sort of fear, back?
Yeah, well, if a hoof is coming at my face, you know, I just get out of the way.
Yeah, you dodge it.
Yeah, just don't get hit by it, so... What was the question?
Yeah, would you rather apologize to one of your sexually abused cows?
No, no regrets with that. I would do it all over again. So I'd do it more intensely, and I'd go to the gym for a bit longer first. I want to get big before I do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you'd rather drink one of my glasses of piss after a wine binge?
Yes, I'm not apologizing for anything that I've done to those cows. Not one thing.
Fair enough.
I've done some horrific things. I wouldn't apologize for one small portion. None of it. It is all done with passion. And it's all done the right way and how it should be.
Okay. All right. Next question?
Yes.
Okay.
Next fucking question.
Next question is from... Oh, shit. I did a screenshot and I've missed their name. So sorry. But this says... Would you... Oh, this is the same fucking question. Okay. Next question is from Camellia... Camilla Ree 100. Who's got the higher pain tolerance out of you two? Sure, it's Michael. That's what she thinks.
Yeah, Michael probably goes through more pain than I do. But pain is all in the mind. Pain is all in the mind. So some things hurt Michael more than they hurt me, and some things hurt me more than they hurt him.
You definitely cop eye shots better than me.
Yeah, I take blunt force trauma to the eyes a lot better.
And I'm good at ripping toenails off and eating dog shit and my own shit and drinking piss.
Different types of pain. Yeah. Emotional pain is the pain that we take the best.
All right, next question is from Ethan_Kerwin. And he has asked, how are you guys so hot?
Again, born with it, and we also take pride in our appearance. We never used to. We used to look like fucking dog shit, eh?
Yeah,
well, during that, when the years where we were really poor.
Yeah, Domino's pizza here, Domino's pizza there. Now it's fucking restaurant pizza here, restaurant pizza there.
And we can afford gym, and we can afford steroids. We have time now to go to the gym and look after ourselves, and we can go and get our hair cut now instead of paying, not even just getting a friend to butcher it with a knife.
I go to the barber now.
Yeah, weekly.
Yeah, it's like fuck shaving your own face. Yeah. It's too hard. It takes time and it's boring.
We do what? Yeah. So having money makes it easier to look this hot. And we have a lot.
Oh, a next lot question of money. Is from Sophie.
Too much.
Salinas. I would like to know which South American countries would you visit? P.S. I love you both. I've been to Colombia for no reason.
Other than to...
The coffee is great.
Yeah, you loved that coffee.
Yeah, good coffee beans. I actually didn't drink coffee when
finally
I was there.
Finely ground Colombian beans assorted into long, thick lines.
Yeah, for some reason their coffee's white.
Yeah.
Did you know it just got passed in Mexico, and this is already passed in Colombia? You can do recreational cocaine. You can have under 2 grams on you in Colombia, and it's legal. And I don't know how many grams you can have in Mexico, but it's now been passed to have cocaine recreationally.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, so there you go. We've got marijuana in California, and we've got bloody... cocaine in Mexico.
It's probably for the best that that's not legal here. It's probably for the best.
Yeah, well, Which brings us actually to my next question. And this is from, it's Julian Woods. And I don't know what he, I can't really remember this, but he's asked, do you have that $350 from last week? You have a week left till Michael loses a toe. What costs $350 in Australia?
A bag of cocaine. Julian Woods is a drug dealer. He's a convicted drug dealer. He's on parole. If a policeman's listening to this, Julian Woods sent us that message. So yeah, maybe go do something about that, because that is just unacceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
No, just kidding. He's not really a drug dealer
anymore.
And he's not really on parole. Just joking, everyone.
Anymore.
So police listening to this, calm down. Don't worry, it's just a joke.
Freedom of speech, man. Freedom of speech.
Fucking drug dealer.
All right, next question is from Jaden Prasad _. And this is Shami's younger brother.
The Prasad.
I had a good drinking session with him on Saturday night. Whose doodle's bigger? Mine was until the operation.
Mine's like that big, like a good 30 centimeters.
Mine's like that big.
Yeah, so I think I just got Michael by like maybe 4 centimeters.
Erect, it's like.
Oh, yeah. That's flaccid, of course. Isn't that how everyone measures their dick?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there you go.
Huge dick.
Next question from BotEye27. Who would you rather smash, Lockie or Jackson? Lockie. Me and Lockie in LA had like a little relationship going. We kissed only. We didn't get any further than that.
Who the fuck asked that question? How do they know that you have a sick thing for Lockie?
Yeah, well, we'd hold hands when we were walking down the Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, we often talked about putting Lockie on the spit.
Yeah. We'd just like be in between us and we'd be pumping away and he'd just be on all fours.
And Jackson would be ramming his shoulders back into you as you thumped forwards.
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be, oh,
and
man.
I'd just be watching, I guess, in the corner.
Yeah, Lockie gets all like, I don't know, a bit like shy.
Yeah,
or
he gets a bit shy
a
about
bit
it. But there's definitely something there. You guys kiss.
Yeah, yeah. We did next to the Hollywood, in front of the Hollywood slide.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love him deep down.
Definitely pursue that.
Yeah, yeah. One day. Matt_BT2005. He's asked, does Michael have a boyfriend?
Well, he has boys that are friends, but he fucks birds.
Yeah. Well, I've got a girlfriend. But yeah, as we were saying before, in LA, fucking Lockie.
I had special moments.
Yeah, we had special moments. And it was only hand-holding, and it was one kiss. It was no tongue. It was just because the Hollywood sign was there. It was romantic.
There was lots of intense flirting and some heavy petting.
Yeah.
I saw. But yeah, no, we've never fucked boys. We are straight, and we get asked that a lot, and fair enough. We do a lot of gay shit, but no, we're straight, and we're so straight.
But it wouldn't matter if we're gay or not. Aussie_Cart99.
We've met this guy. It's Bryce, isn't it?
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one older brother.
And I have one younger sister.
My older brother is 3 years older than I.
My younger sister is 3 years younger than me.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. This next question is from I_GOTS_THE_HOOKUPS_. How much shits do you take a day? Is it normal to take over 7 shits a day?
Look, it depends what you're eating, but a healthy person, a healthy human does shit a lot. If you've got a good diet, you should be shitting 3 or 4 times a day.
I do then.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's different for you.
No, I had a shit this morning, Lockie, because I had one of his amazing satay stir fries, and it was rainbow. Rainbow shit, all vegetables.
There's something with your digestive system. I've never seen a firm shit come out of your ass since.
I'm going to start taking photos to prove to you. I ask you to come over and look at them, but you refuse.
It's because I hear them hitting the water and it doesn't sound very fucking solid. It sounds like someone's pouring a fucking can of fucking diesel down the toilet, cunt.
You should have been there this morning. You would have seen. It had nuts. It had some red in it. It had black bits in it. It had like green.
All I'm hearing
leaves.
Is that your body doesn't digest any of the food at all, and that it just passes through your system.
Well, it was good. It tasted nice.
It goes in. The way you swallow it is the way it comes out.
Yeah, well, you said I don't chew enough when I told you about it earlier.
Yeah, I think your body is still getting used to eating foods other than, you know, pizza and croissants and schnitzels.
Last two questions. This one's from Haley Marie _
Is me.
Hey, an idea for your podcast could be some past funny weird dating experience. Love your from New Mexico. Dude, do you remember that time where I took a chick, we won't mention her name, out on a date and I couldn't be fucked going on the date. So I said, hey, how about we just go out to Down Under Bar and get drunk with my friends?
Yeah, I remember.
I was meant to go on a cinema date with this girl. We're going to go see a movie. I was I hate that. You don't even talk to him. So I was like, we rocked up at the cinema. I was like, hey, my friends are in the car, Marty and our old friend Henry. Do you want to go to Down Under Bar, which is a seedy as fuck down, like backpacker bar, and just get drunk? And she agreed. And then, fuck, man, I came to my senses with my pants down and I was in the bathroom stall and the bouncer's saying, get out. There's shit in my underwear.
Yeah.
There's vomit all over me. I tried to clean the vomit up, hid the shit in my undies.
Oh, God.
And then then I got caught out because when I came out the front, you and Henry and her were like, where the fuck have you been for the last 45 minutes? And I was like, just like, oh, I felt a bit sick, but I'm okay now. And then Henry goes, oh, look at your shoes. And there's vomit all over my shoes. So I can't hide the fact that, yeah, I was throwing up hard. So she left. She left and she has never spoken to me again since. But I remember the next day how I found out that I shat myself was I pulled my jeans down and my undies weren't still around my knees somehow.
Oh, why didn't you just leave the undies in the toilet?
No, because I didn't really know that I'd shat myself until the next day. But like then I've pulled my pants up and my undies have stayed around near my knees. And I was like, why does my jeans feel so fucking tight or something's weird? And then I pulled my jeans off the next day and there's shit all through my undies.
Oh my God.
But my undies are around my knees. How's that work?
Only you could shit yourself and not even fucking know about it.
But yeah, that's my weirdest date.
My dating life has been flawless.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just cows.
Except for my current. She's not a cow.
This is from BJYY22. Michael, would it be worth getting a colostomy bag?
Yeah,
colostomy bag for when you go out.
Well, we've tried putting adult nappies on him, and that doesn't work. I remember once Michael went home first from a night out, and I can't remember. I went to someone else's house first or something. Anyway, I tried to come home at like 8 a.m., banging on the door for fucking half an hour, and he wouldn't wake up. And then he finally wakes up, and he's wearing his adult nappy, and I walk over to my bed, and there's still piss everywhere.
It seeps through. Adult nappies don't work.
No, they
piss.
Overflow. You must have pissed 3 or 4 times when you're passed out.
Dude, I can prove to you. I've got some upstairs. I pissed myself in it. It would drip out from the bottom.
Adult nappy? Like, I think it's just for old people who leak a little bit.
Or I think it's meant for if you shit.
Well, like, yeah, shit, and also probably just for really old men who leak because they can't hold their piss properly. Not for like dudes in their late 20s who it's not for just pissing in. It's not, you know, it's not just because you're wearing an adult nappy doesn't mean you don't go to the toilet anymore. I think that's what they're made for, but they should definitely invent some proper piss nappies for adults. Because fuck me, he's pissed on some mattresses.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it happened on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Which bed?
Mine. One bed.
Yeah, so how many times have you pissed that one bed mattress
now? Since getting it, like 2 or 3, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, you've only owned it for 4 days.
No, like 4 months. But yeah, well, I was just going to say, I don't need one of those bags when I go out.
Yeah, you just got a mattress.
But like, I was going to say, no, because I don't piss myself when I go out, but then I just told a story of me shitting myself when I go out. So maybe I do. And when I do piss myself when I go out, it's to get out of conversations with people I don't want to have conversations with.
Yeah.
But the shitting, I don't know what happened then. We drank a lot of jugs of beer and we used to drink very quickly. So it's sort of, it's all fun.
Yeah, we're much more responsible now. Yeah. Much more responsible now.
Yeah, well, I guess we pissed in my car the other day.
Well, you did.
All right, that's all the questions for question time.
All right, that brings us to our next segment. And it's been renamed.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh. And basically, this is a segment where we just talk about an old story that's happened. And yeah, it's one of the best. It's one of the best segments. And it's a pretty good story that we've remembered this week.
Yeah, because half the time we can't remember the stories.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about how Michael pisses himself when we drink a lot. And this is back when we were fucking fresh 18-year-olds. Michael had never pissed himself yet. He hadn't done it. He had never pissed himself until this night. This is the very first time Michael pissed himself. And we went to a friend's house, and it was like a Friday night or something. And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll just have a quiet one. Yeah, we won't drink. He just wanted to have a quiet night.
He wanted to watch the football, and he was telling us, no, you can come over, but you're not allowed to get fucked up. So he used to live with his mum, grandma, and sister.
So, yeah. Uncle. We went over there. He had like the whole downstairs area, so it was just us downstairs. And he was watching the football. And Michael and I just, you know, pretended we just had a couple of beers. And whenever he looks towards the TV screen, we would skull beer as fast as we could. And then whenever he went to turn around, we put the beer back down. So before we knew it, we'd sunk like 6 beers in 10 minutes. And Jesse turned around and was like, what the fuck? Did you guys drink all of them? I was a bit confused, and we sort of were just playing it down like, oh, yeah, you know, we're just having a few beers. And we ended up getting fucking mortal.
I got a blackout. I don't remember shit.
Fucking mortal. And anyway, everyone went to bed really early and we're fucked. It was really a waste. We shouldn't have gotten so hammered. Michael was sleeping, they'd like a fold-out couch. And this is the first time I'd ever seen Michael so passed out that I couldn't wake him.
No, what about when you took me to Woomba and pissed all over me yourself?
Yeah. But even then, I remember you stirring and trying to wipe us away. You're still semi-conscious. He was unconscious. So I was able to do whatever I wanted. And me being super drunk and everyone else being asleep, I was so bored. So I proceeded to rip all of Michael's clothes off while he was sleeping. Because I didn't know that he was so passed out, so I'd have to do it carefully. So I'd yank his pants down and then quickly lie back down in case he woke up. And
That's so sick, dude.
It was a long, long process to get all of your clothes off. And then I dunked all his clothes in water, stuck them in the freezer. And now Michael's lying in the family lounge room completely naked. And I thought it was fucking hilarious. Then to make it a bit weirder, I found a broom and put the broom next to him so it looked like he'd been like purposely spooning a broom all night. Then in the morning at like 6 a.m. I could hear Jesse's mother coming down the stairs, and I know Michael's lying completely naked next to me spooning a broom. And I just pretended like I was asleep. I just buried my head into the blanket and was trying so hard not to piss myself laughing. And I just hear her footsteps, boom, 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 come down the stairs. And I can hear her walking, and then I hear her stop, look for a bit. And then I hear her continue to walk into Jesse's room, which was nearby. And I heard her say, Jesse, why is Michael naked out there? She's like, what are you talking about? And then Jesse's sister and grandmother also came down to see Michael's naked, sick body. He had just pissed himself as well, lying next to a broom. I didn't even know that he'd pissed himself. Like, this is the first time he'd ever done it. It was only when Jesse came out and we woke Michael up, and Michael sat up and we started feeling the lounge, that we realized, oh, that's not sweat. He's fully pissed himself.
I had to buy him a new couch/bed. And then a couple weeks later, I pissed that new one and had to buy him another one.
That's when it started. That's when you started pissing
Once
yourself.
Once I started,
all the
I couldn't
time.
Stop. Yeah, it was just, that was it. It was the beginning of the end.
So Jesse's whole entire family just saw Michael's naked body, and that was a fucking, that fulfilled me. That was a deep sense of fulfillment.
Yeah, three generations, his sister, mother, and grandmother.
It was like 6 hours of work went into that joke, and it was all worth it. Just pissing myself laughing as I heard her walk past and stare at Michael.
Oh, and now every time I've seen his family, they're like, oh, you better not be sleeping over. Or like, yeah, I just cop a whole load of shit, especially from the grandma.
Is she still alive, that old slag?
No, she's, I guess, yeah. Yeah, she's not that, but.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she is.
Fucking hell. Kicking on the old fucking duck. All right, so that is this week's story. Now, we're going to trial a new segment. If it doesn't work so well this week, we need your help to make it better next week. So anyone who watches or listens to this on YouTube, comment underneath what you want us to talk about, okay? Any topic you want. Could be religion, could be Michael's hair, it could be Matthew Gregory Brown from space. Wholesome Concrete.
Space is interesting.
Wholesome.
Astronomy.
You could want us to talk in depth about Wholesome Concrete. So we're going to have a look at the comments from the last few videos that we've done, but we haven't asked you guys to do this, so I don't know how it's going to go, but...
we're just basically going to brag about ourselves reading compliments.
No, because I'm pretty sure, can I have a look? I'm pretty sure there was, right before we went to LA, we wanted to start this segment and we said it. And some people did comment. Most hardcore drug you guys did, end the story.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
DMT. And it's life-changing.
Yeah, but
once
about,
you do DMT, you'll never be the same.
Well, what about did 15 MDMA caps each?
Oh, dude, yeah, we didn't. That was risky. Our body started to shut down.
What happens when you're on MDMA is your short-term memory goes, so you can't remember. We would have the same conversation every 30 seconds. It was fucked. It gets gross after a while because you don't talk about anything other than like not being able to talk. So the whole time we're just sitting there. What?
Your
what
are back
we just talking about?
Ugh.
What are we just talking about? Oh, I can't believe we can't remember.
Then we'd have.
What are we just talking about? Literally the whole fucking time you're on it. And the worst thing and most dangerous is you can't remember the last time you had a cap.
And like, so then you just, you forget you've had a cap, so you have another cap.
Yeah, you're like, oh fuck, we haven't had a cap in a while. Not realizing that we've just had one 10 minutes ago. So I think I had a one moment of clarity where I was like, holy fuck, because I looked at the bag of MDMA drugs and we'd gone through a lot and I was like, holy shit. And then I put a timer on and then whenever we went to be like, oh, we haven't had one for ages, I'd look at the timer and it was like fucking 10 minutes gone by.
And it hasn't even kicked in, that one you just took. And then, yeah, what'd we, like 16 or 18 each?
And then I just remember like shaking uncontrollably and I looked over my shoulder to see Michael lying on the bed. I've got like triple vision and we're talking about having another one.
And like... Dude, and what happens is when you start to OD on MDMA is your nervous system shuts down, which is why we were convulsing and shaking.
And
uncontrollably.
Probably the most annoying thing about MDMA banners is I can't piss.
Oh.
For hours. I'll be needing to piss so, so badly, but your nervous system's so fried that you can't relax the nerve that you need to piss. I was like Googling, I was considering going to a fucking hospital because I need to piss so, so bad.
But you can't. So you just sit, we're taking it turns swapping over on the fucking toilet. Can you piss, dude? Nah, man. Oh, and then we'd swap over. Can you piss? Nah. And we're just sitting there for like 45 minutes each at a time trying to piss. It was so frustrating. And you're just shaking. It was a low point in our life and we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, and no kids, one should ever
no
do,
one
that many.
Do that.
We've done it, so you don't have to.
Yeah, we're scientists.
We had to do it to check what happens. Now we know, don't do anywhere near that many. Probably don't do them at all.
Until you're 18 and then you decide if you want to do it.
Everyone be safe out there, okay? Promise me.
Have each other's backs.
Promise me that you'll be safe out there.
Like hold each other's back.
Promise me.
Have a back. But yeah, next question.
All right, we have a question here from The Life of Zan and he has asked how much? And I think 15?
15's, yeah, still risky. It's not 18, which is too far.
Girlfriend or cow?
Ooh, that's hard. You don't have to answer it if you don't want.
Yeah, look, I'm going to have to... Shit. Both. Both.
Yeah, you can have both. It's not cheating if it's a different fucking species.
How much Valium and alcohol did you mix in barley? Fucking shit ton. A fucking shit ton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we had...
Marty did more so because he's the one falling down drains, knocking teeth out.
Oh, God. I was so close to snapping me two front teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Swaying so hard that we do... run from side of the road to side of the road until bang.
And I've fucking come out of like a 7-Eleven with a beer and I just hear calls of like, Michael! I'm like looking around the street and I can't see anything. And then I just follow the voice and he's down a sewer screaming for help. Oh my God, yeah. A lot. And that the thing is, it's like, it's... Valium's everywhere in Bali, and so is alcohol.
But don't do it.
Don't mix them. And we do this so you don't have to. Remember that.
And we will never do it again unless another experiment is needed.
Yeah, unless, yeah, because you can't just do one experiment. You always got to do multiple. It's, yeah, to make sure.
Or would you just go, we might have to change the ratio. It might be more alcohol, more or less Valium, or vice versa.
Or even more altogether.
You never know.
It just we won't go out walking the streets.
I just realized what we did before LA. On the podcast before LA, I think we asked a question to the viewers and wanted them to comment the answer in the comments of the video. And I think our question was, how much?
So people
are saying how much. All right, you get the idea, guys. You fucking comment what you want to talk about in the YouTube video, and we will try and talk about it next week. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Space. Is Pluto a planet or not?
Wholesome. Matthew Brown, wholesome.
Astronauts.
Concreting is another topic someone might want to ask about.
How big is an asteroid?
Matthew's middle name, Gregory, could be something that someone might want to talk about. So just comment Gregory if you'd like that us to talk about that.
All right, what's the next segment?
All right, the final segment for the evening is, of course...
Oh,
there you go. It hasn't been renamed. It just says prank call.
And this week's... Dude, my right ear.
That's actually what it has been renamed. I lied.
That was a good prank, man.
Yeah, but basically, it's just a prank call. And for this week's prank call, it's called excessive swearing while ordering pizza. So I'm just going to fucking swear my tits off while I'm ordering pizza and see how the employee handles the situation.
For science.
Exactly.
Social science.
Let's give Domino's a ring, eh?
All right. Oh, man, they're going to be on to us. Last week, she was not... Remember, you were telling her she's not who she is?
Yeah, her name... Well, that wasn't her name.
Thanks for holding...
Fucking dog.
Whoa.
...will be with you shortly. That's why we created...
How you fucking going, mate? Can I just fucking get a fucking pickup order, please?
Yeah.
I'll get a fucking one of them little fucking those little cunt garlic bread fucking dog things to start with. What about those little fucking slippery fucking dog shot fuck off meat lovers with a barbecue fucking sauce base?
Oh! They know. They know. Yeah, I'll just go like this.
I reckon call the Chinese. They will hang on.
Okay.
They always hang on.
Oh yeah, we have been doing a lot of pizza. Let's go with, we're gonna order some Chinese
food
for this one.
Okay. What is it?
Evergreen Chinese takeaway.
Yeah, hey you, hey fucking going? Can I just fucking place a pickup order, please? Can I get fucking... You guys got that fucking... That slippery looking bloody honey fucking chicken shit?
Sorry?
You got that fucking honey chicken or some shit. It's called some fucking dog shit nuts on it. Honey chicken?
You want the honey chicken or the honey duck or something?
Yeah, you got that fucking honey chicken shit. That fucking, you know, that bloody chicken with fucking sickly sweet fucking honey around it.
No. You mean the honey chicken or something?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, the honey chicken on it.
One honey chicken.
One honey fucking chicken. Can I also get a fucking one of them shit dog fuck off bloody Mongolians? Mongolian fucking beef or some dog shit on it?
No. You want a honey chicken?
Yeah, mate, yeah, fucking honey chicken and a fucking one cheeky little cunt Mongolian beef on it.
You want Mongolian beef, okay?
Yeah, as well as the fucking doggy shit fuck off fucking honey chicken fucking slap it up your ass fuck it hard. And I'll get a fucking big fuck off, one of them big tubs of fucking shit piss dog rice, the big fuck off containers. And you guys got them slaggy slut spring rolls? You got slaggy fucking shit vegetable spring rolls? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Killed her with swearing.
Hello? The fuck is fucking going on? This fucking dog's got me on fucking hold or some shit. Hello?
Fuck's sake. Man, what's with people not liking swearing? It's Australia. All right, let's try.
Weird. That was really weird. What were they, like, recording us
or
something?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. For abuse or something.
Shit.
Oh, you're calling back. Why are you risking that? You're risky.
Hello, welcome to Dragon Everest. How may I help you?
Yeah, g'day, mate. Can I just get a fucking pickup order, please?
Yep, sure. What would you like to order?
Oh, you've got that fucking, that beautiful fucking plump honey chicken. Fucking, it's got that pissy bloody gloss honey chicken on it. You got that fucking shit? The fucking honey chicken.
Honey chicken.
Yeah, you guys got that?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Now, can I get one of them big fuck off, big fucking dog size fucking big rices? The one with the fucking nuts on it, the fucking big heart one. The big fucking fuck off one.
I'm extremely sorry. Can you repeat it once again?
Yeah, sure. So big fucking large rice, big fucking dog shot, big tits on it, big fuck off, big large container of rice.
Is she a piano player?
She's serenading us.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah? Yeah, sorry, did I get put on a fucking hold there, did I?
Sorry, I can't take your order.
Why is that?
Sorry.
Why?
That's strange.
Hello?
Yeah, g'day. Can I just place a pickup order, please?
Yep, sure. What would you like to order?
Can I get one of them honey chickens, big fucking fuck off one, big big dirty honey chicken?
I'm extremely sorry, sir. I can't take your order.
All right, no worries.
I'm sorry.
Well, there you go, fuck. Should we try Pizza Hut?
Yeah, right.
Last one. All right, we'll see how this one goes.
Pizza Hut, Campbelltown.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Can I place a pickup order, please?
Yep, can I get a name with the order?
Yeah, mate, Frank. F-A-R-I-A-N-K.
Yeah, and what can I get you today?
Mate, you got that, the fucking, the, what's it fucking called with a fucking barbecue sauce on the bottom and the fucking little slutty little bits of chicken all over it, the fucking the barbecue chicken or some shit?
I think it's the barbecue chicken you're after.
Yeah, that's the motherfucker there. Put that one down, one of them.
Yep.
And I'll have one of them slutty garlic bread dog things with a fucking nuts on it. One big one with a fucking cheese on the dog shit. You got the fucking cheesy garlic bread ones?
Yep.
You grab a fucking cheesy garlic bread there and brother, put down a fucking drink for us too. You got that bloody slit tit bullshit Pepsi shit?
We have Coke?
Yeah, mate. Chuck down a cheeky 1.25 fuck off litre of Coke. And let me tell you, I'll get another couple of pizzas. You guys got the fucking, what's the fucking dog shit with a fucking pineapple on the shit fuck off? The fucking, what's that pizza?
Ryan?
Yeah, that's the fucking shit dog there. Get one of them down. And,
yep.
I'll slag off one more fucking sit shit bitch. I'll fucking dog a shit dog bone up the fucking back of the shit hole. I'll put down my foot down a fucking shit hole and fuck it up the back. Just one large, big shit piss, lots and lots of shit jizz pissing out the mouth of the dog thing. With shit running down.
What chicken?
What chicken pizzas you got?
Chicken, so we have barbecue chicken, creamy chicken, chicken supreme or hot and spicy.
Yeah, that's the one, that last fucking slutty slag thing you sucked off the fucking dog shit, pushed down the hill and the brick fucked it. That's the one, mate.
Okay. And do you have chicken nuggets? We've got a barbecue chicken, hot and spicy chicken, and a Hawaiian, a cheesy garlic bread and a Coke.
Yeah, mate, and one more of them size. You got them little fucking shitty little fucking petite little slut dog balls of fucking meat, and them little fucking chicken shit piss off with the fucking shit all over it?
Chicken wing?
Yeah, that's the one, mate. Mate, I'm just gonna have to cancel that order. My fucking dog shit wife just walked in holding a fucking bag of KFC. Would you fucking believe it?
Okay, so cancel the whole order?
Yeah, sorry, mate. The fucking missus just fucking walked through the fucking shit door. She's holding a whole fucking bag of KFC. She's only holding one drink, the dumb dog bitch. Fucking KFC shit. Anyway, mate, sorry to waste your fucking time. Suck it up the ass and piss it down the hill. Fucking suck it and slap it around a little bit and shit all over the doghouse. See you, mate.
Yeah. Oh! Oh my god! Dude, that, what you just did has fucking cured.
Fuck, I laughed.
Saved the day. I've fucking got no depression now. Yeah.
I think the Chinese didn't like it because they just couldn't understand me. They were like, fuck, I'm never going to be able to understand this
dog
fucking thing.
Yeah, that's why they regretted the fuck. That's why they said no to the order. He understood when I was like, dude, order chicken wings. And you just said some random shit. And he's like, oh, the chicken wings.
Maybe someone's described them like that before.
Wow, dude. That was that saved the day once again.
All right, guys, that is the end of episode podcast number 26. Everyone stay down true. Always be true to the ones you love and never, ever leave the trail to go off the beaten path, for we are the ones who forge the leader. We're the best. We're the fucking best. We're the best. We're the best. Yes, we're the best.